Hello everyone, and thanks for joining. My name is Sergey, and I'm a software engineer at Meta. For several years, I'm working on Kotlin adoption and Kotlin infrastructure. Today, we'll talk about data classes in Kotlin. We will investigate the data class size overhead and the ways to minimize it. We'll observe the general ways to optimize Android Dev's code and focus on data class generate, a Kotlin-specific optimization. It is a usual thing to create classes which main purpose is to hold data. In such classes, some standard functionality and some utility functions are often derivable from the data. Kotlin uses a data keyword for such classes. So let's first try to understand what is the cost of data. Our main suspect today is a data class DC. A typical Kotlin data class with three fields, an integer, a nullable string, and any. We want to compare DC with a regular class RC with the same list of fields. RC will not get anything from compiler, but DC will benefit from all data classes code generation. Let's compile both classes and check the size of the bytecode and dexcode files. We'll use Kotlin 1.6 compiler and the latest D8 dexer. A regular class declaration will cost us 1.3 kilobytes in bytecode and a similar number in dexcode. We spend these bytes on class header, init method, properties with accessors, and Kotlin metadata. It's a lot, but we will use all things in our project. And what about data class? A data class DC will cost us two times more, 2.9 kilobytes. Let's have a look what contributes to this overhead. Similar to a regular class, data class will have an init method, properties with accessors, and metadata. But they will also have a bunch of generated methods on top. Multiple component N methods for destructuring declarations, two copy functions, a toString method, and finally, equals and hashcode. Yes, data class is a package deal, but do we always need to pay? Let's refresh the way we get a production-ready Android app from sources. It will help us to understand the ways to apply data class optimization later. It all starts with Kotlin sources and Java sources and a couple of resources in your app. Then you pass everything to either a Kotlin compiler or a Java compiler. As a result, you're getting a bunch of class files or jars. These jars are executed.